This is FNX. Wrestling fans rejoice, for the Doctor is in. Welcome to Slamcast with your host, Dr. Nick.
Broadcasting here exclusively on the FNX network.
And now, Dr. Nick.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Dr. Nick, and welcome back to Slamcast
on the FNX network.
Now, today, I'm definitely going in a different direction. As you know about Dr. Nick, I am a huge 80s and 90s movie and music aficionado. Today it was announced that the 1986 film Top Gun will have a sequel. Tom Cruise spoke to a person and said that the sequel is happening. Val Kilmer also says that he feels the need for speed. The 1986 film will be known for its soundtrack, Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins, Berlin's Take My Breath Away, the call sign Maverick, which was Tom Cruise's name on the actual movie, and of course his love interest played by Kelly McGillis. This movie was iconic as can be. When you think of 80s films, behind like Breakfast Club and the 80s slasher films, Elmo's Fire, Say Anything, you name it, Top Gun is right up there with Footloose and things like that. Val Kilmer was seen on Instagram showing him wearing a t-shirt with a drawing of Iceman, his character, on it. And it says, "I'm ready, Tom. I still got my Top Gun plaque. Still got the moves. I still got it." This is hilarious. Do I want this to happen? I'm kind of iffy. When they redo movies like this, I always kind of wonder. I never saw the remake of Footloose. I have no desire to see it. They got to stop redoing iconic movies like this. Now, if it is the original cast, that's fine. If they update it, add a few new characters to it, that's fine. But they need to stay true to the original formula. I'm going to talk a little bit real quick about the Chips movie that recently came out. I did not watch it. I did not want to watch it. I'm sorry, but to take an iconic TV show like that, turn it into a ridiculous movie. It's just, I can't even put into words how angry it made me when this thing was even brought up. But I don't know. How do I feel about Top Gun 2? It is going to be awesome. I don't know. It was announced back in January of last year that Tom Cruise spoke with Jerry Bruckheimer about the Top Gun 2 film possibly happening. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure until I see a trailer to even see whether I'm going to be interested in even going to the theater watching this. Now, granted, it came out in 1986. I believe I seen the film for the first time probably, 92, 93, something like that. I have it on DVD. I've watched it 1,000 times. The famous volleyball scene of them. It's just, it was such a action-packed slash cheesy movie, but it was just so awesome. Tom Cruise played such a great character that everybody wanted to be Maverick. I know if I was a teenager during the 80s, I would have wanted to be Maverick. Some people actually liked Val Kilmer's character, Iceman, the Ray-Bans, you had the really cool flight jacket, And I'm sure kids that watched it when it first came out, you know, they wanted to be a Top Gun pilot. Just like when I first watched, you know, like the original Chuck Norris movies, you know, I wanted to learn how to do karate. You know, Back to the Future, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. I want to go back in time. I want to build a DeLorean into a time machine. So this movie being so iconic, it scares me because so many movies that they've redone and they've failed horribly. So if Tom Cruise is involved, if Val Kilmer is involved, and they could actually bring the iconic movie into modern times and make it respectable and make an homage to the original and not, you know, try to turn it into something that necessarily appeals to the modern audience, I am totally for it. I will go to the theater. I will pay my money to go watch the movie. And, you know, hopefully this pans out in a good way. What are your thoughts? Have you seen Top Gun? I'm sure you have. What were some of your favorite scenes from the movie? Do you think this is a good idea? This is, you know, last year was the 30th anniversary of Top Gun. So I'm surprised they didn't do it last year. But let's see what happens. Also, before I go, check out Slamcast on iTunes, the FNX Network. Check out the Facebook page. Check out the 90s Guy YouTube page. And also check out the 90s Guy Facebook page. My Facebook pages will keep you updated on the current videos and will let you know. Also, if you subscribe to the 90s Guy YouTube channel, you will be able to watch videos about wrestling, current news occasionally. The other day I did a video about clearly Canadian sparkling water returning to the market. I did a video about the unfortunate passing of James Bond actor Roger Moore. Definitely sucks that we lost another legend in Hollywood. Such a good Bond actor. It's hard for me to even think what I'm going to feel when Sean Connery passes away. But anyways, thank you for listening, and I'll see you all later.
This is FNX.